This is Hand in the Pocket, Finger on the Steel, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel the Serious, Fast and the Furious franchise crossover fic, written by Azepharin and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Faith Lehane, Dominic Toretto, and Letty Ortiz, Dominic Toretto. With additional tags for crossover, slayers, kissing, revenge, ambiguous relationships, mid-movie, alliances, conspiracy, cars, canon-related, grief, canon-het relationship. Summary. He finds what he's looking for, but he's not alone. Author's notes. Spoilers for Fast and the Furious, the movie, part 4, or approximately the first half of it anyway. For Buffy, the comics verse, very, very vaguely. Neither Faith Lehane nor Dominic Toretto belong to me. Whoa. Despite the fact that the character's genitalia does not match, no one can convince me that this is not a slash pairing. Title from Exit by U2. He loses himself in the crowd. He's too big, really, to be pushed along by the wave of bodies, but he lets it happen. Lets the noise and the movement rock him until he's in the hallway. Darker, quieter, girls kissing and giggling, and usually he'd be into that like any halfway normal guy, but that isn't what he's looking for right now. He finds what he's looking for, but he's not alone. The woman turns around, and for a moment she reminds him so much of Letty that his heart clenches. It's not her, of course. It can't be. But the resemblance goes beyond the build and the dark hair. It's also the way she looks at him. Steady, unsurprised, observant, evaluating. She nods at him. Toretto. The same low, almost husky voice. She's even dressed like Letty would. Jeans that don't show off, but don't hide. Boots that mean business. A tank top revealing solid muscles in her shoulders and arms. For a moment, he misses Letty so fiercely that it pushes the breath out of his lungs. But he recovers, gives the woman a look of his own. Yeah, who are you? She runs her fingers down the Torino's hood. My name's Faith. You could say we share some interests. How do you figure? She opens her mouth to answer. Then she freezes and mouths, play along. And he's not even sure he sees her move before she's pressed up against him, hand on his hip and the nape of his neck, like they just decided to come in here for a little private time. A throat clears, delicately. It's Giselle. Dom's discomfort is completely unfeigned. Faith's throaty alto is replaced by giggles, and the direct gaze by downcast eyes and a blush. Diversion, disguise, or maybe both. Giselle looks at Dom, and then at Faith, and then at Dom again. I meant to ask what kind of woman is your type, she says. But it appears I don't have to. Dom answers. It's maybe not the sharpest moment of his life. Excuse me for interrupting. Giselle turns to go, but then turns back. Vaya con Dios, Dom. Thanks, comes reflexively. As does the shudder when Faith draws a line with her fingernail down his back. Giselle leaves silently, and Dom's about to pull away and ask this woman what in the hell she is doing. But Faith puts a finger over his lips, then removes it to lean up and kiss him. There's no alcohol on her breath or in her mouth. Whatever she's doing here, she hasn't been drinking. His hands find her hair of their own accord, and it's both a relief and a disappointment that it doesn't feel like Letty's. It's straighter, smoother, not as thick. Faith's kisses are ferocious, demanding, and he demands in return, pulling her tight against him. Then she breaks it off, says, "All right, she's out of earshot. I already looked under the hood, but you probably want to too." Dom keeps his hands on her shoulders when he says, "I'm asking again, who the hell are you?" She pulls out of his grip easily. "Like I said, we share some interests." She interrupts before he can say anything more. "Take a look. I'll see you outside." She disappears before he can say yes or no. Or, no way in hell. Or, what the ever-living fuck? When he's done, memorized the car and its specs, imagined in full detail what he's going to do to Phoenix, he leaves through the back door. She's leaning against the wall, wearing a leather jacket and looking like an alley in a sketchy part of LA is a completely reasonable place for a girl to be standing at 3 a.m. "I'm sure he's got that place booked like Gregor Samsa," Faith says. "Let's take a walk." "Lady, I don't know what this is, but the only place I'm walking is home to get some fucking sleep." "You want to kill the human stain that murdered Letty?" "What the hell do you know about Letty?" "I know that I'm going to wipe the ass of civilization, starting with Phoenix and ending with anybody else who was involved. That enough for you?" "What was Letty to you?" "My sister." "Letty didn't have any sisters." Dom can hear the snarl in his voice. "She did in every way but blood. I fucking felt it when she died, all the way in Cleveland. And it was like something exploded in my head. We might die young, but not... It isn't supposed to be like that." "I'm taking care of it," Dom says. "Anybody who had a hand in it, they won't live to see next week. But it's not a team effort." "Buddy, you want to play lone wolf? That's fine with me." She shoves herself upright from the wall, then adds, "It might interest you to know that you're going to be leaving the country tomorrow. Mexico. And what I hear of Braga's runs, you won't be coming back." "What do you know about Braga?" "I know a hell of a lot about Braga. And I'm glad to tell you what I know, but on one or two conditions. You work with me, or you stay out of my way." "How do I know I can trust you?" "You don't. Same as with anybody. I can tell you that I won't double-cross you even if you walk, but it's up to you whether you believe it or not." They meet each other's gazes again, and he feels momentarily stripped, like all she needed to do was look at him to peel back the layers and see what's underneath. "You have her eyes," he blurts out. "We really weren't related," Faith says, almost gently. "It's not a family resemblance. It's maybe deeper than that." Unaccountably, she smiles, slight and bittersweet. "Yeah." She takes Dom's hand, her fingers strong as they interlace with his. "It's not seductive, not sexy, just contact, touch. It feels good." "Most of the info's on my laptop back at the hotel, and Will should have the rest by..." Faith checks her watch. "Now, actually. So, you coming or not?" There's a pause. Dom can hear, faintly, the music from the club, the dulled rumble of traffic in the distance. "Yeah," he says. "Yeah, I'm coming." Her hand is warm in his as they walk. The end.